tough, pure cruelty, what it frequently is during those early school years. And it would have been a lot tougher had it not been for football. Tom Dempsey fell in love with football. His parents encouraged the affinity, particularly his father. "You've got to earn your respect in this world," his dad would say, and Tom believed. Often ridiculed, he only worked harder at his sport. Another problem entirely was what to do in football. How do you play with only one hand? At San Diego High School, Tom's competitive spirit toppled that obstacle. He's already past 6 feet tall, well past 200 pounds. The handsome, dark-haired teenager became an all-state defensive tackle. At Palomar Junior College, the going got tough again. There was no shortage of tackle talent on that team. If Tom wanted to be accepted, he'd have to give the coach a reason. He'd have to demonstrate something he could do better than anybody else on the squad. So the old question was nagging once more. How do you play football with only one hand? It was as though Tom had foreseen the day he would lose out as tackle with 10 fingers. As though he had spent all of those years practicing something else, carefully placing an ace up his sleeve. "Coach," said Tom, "I'll be your kicker." So that's what you do in football with no right hand. You kick. And if your name is Tom Dempsey, you kick your way all the way into the pros. Tom Dempsey, born with no right hand, never played senior college football, and yet as a kicker, he booted his way through the Atlantic Coast League and right into the NFL. And that's where we find him, on a Sunday afternoon, November 8, 1970. He is the kicker for the New Orleans Saints. The Saints' opponents that day, the Detroit Lions. With 14 seconds left on the clock, the Saints are leading 16-14. The Saints, Tom's team, ahead. But then the Lions take the lead with an 18-yard field goal. Now the score is Lions 17, Saints 16. On this, their last drive, the Saints try to get downfield. They don't get far enough. Now with only 2 seconds on the clock, that's less time than it would take you to reach for the radio dial. The Saints are losing by 1 point. There's only one hope. That's a field goal. But from 63 yards out, nobody's ever done anything like that before. That's farther by far than the 14-year standing NFL record. And yet Tom Dempsey, the valiant young man with no right hand, is going to try. "Fellas," he asks his blockers, "hold those Lions at bay, because this one is kind of long." And it is. I mean, it's long, and it's low, and then it's ascending in a straight line, and the kick is good, and the Saints win, 19-17. The cheering tumult that follows trembles the stadium. Saints players are running up into the stands, shaking hands. Back on the field, Tom's teammates are hoisting him on their shoulders. What he has just done one Sunday afternoon in 1970 was to kick a football farther and more accurately than any man in the half-century history of professional football, and Tom's record stands to this day. He showed us what a football player can do with only one hand, and he showed us something more. You see, the same stroke of fate that left Tom minus a right hand at birth also left him minus the front half of his right foot. And with that, with half a foot, Tom Dempsey booted his way into the record books. And now you know the rest of the story.
This hour of Sound Off on KPRL brought to you by the Book Heating and Air, your local reliable heating and air expert. Call 805-423-5119.
238-5775. 238-KPRL. Sound Off continues on KPRL, the North County's number one choice for news, talk, and sports. This is Sound Off on the right choice, KPRL.
All right, we're back. I'm deciding whether I'm going to turn Darcy's mic on. All right,
Friday.
I opened her mic. She's right, it is.
Open Mic Friday. So everyone, call in, let us know what's on your mind. But Kenny has a few things that are on his mind, and I...
So we're kind of shifting to some of the craziness coming out of Sacramento. And so these were things that I've been tracking for the last couple of days. One is a ballot initiative... to try to normalize sex ed for kindergartners. That's coming up. That's something to look forward to. And then there's another one. California budget pumps $350 million into immigrant newcomer school program. When you look at, if you look at our CAF scores for, and I get triggered by the word newcomer. I don't really like that word.
we're all immigrants, right?
Well, you could be from, you know.
That messaging, by the way, is incredibly.
You could be from Fresno and be a newcomer if you moved here. So I just don't like that. It's almost Orwellian. But anyways, $350 million to improve that. But then, you know, the one that caught my eye, I sent this to Darsha earlier today, but it's a assembly bill that basically is going to start penalizing people that send in public records requests, and you could get sued for up to 66.
Which might be me.
Yeah, well, that's one reason I brought it up. And that, and I'm also asking people to do public records requests right now. So
well, I
figured I better warn them.
That
this lady
California
named Pacheco from El Dorado County is apparently pushing this thing. But there seems to be a pattern of, you know, not wanting, you know, after the Nick Shirley law where you can't ask about that stuff. That's illegal. If you ask too much, we'll fine you.
So. That's the same thing with the elections. If you ask too many questions about the elections process, or even if you are authorized to challenge the process, you could be charged with election interference.
Oh my Lord, that's news to me.
And interference can be asking too many questions.
Wow. All
so right. It's the opposite of transparency.
Well, you know, speaking of transparency, I learned about a week or two ago that in the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District, we no longer maintain the YouTube videos like we used to. And when I asked why, it was basically for legal protections. They didn't want.
Are they archived or are they just not visible?
They used to be archived. They're not even archived anymore. They only keep 30 days worth of YouTube videos. So you couldn't even. You can't even go and ask to see them because they've deleted them all. So there you go. More transparency.
So when I went to speak before the Lucia Marr School Board when they were certifying the election, November 2024 election, I did that earlier this year because they were moving forward with their bond measure, $143.2 million. And I said, you know, I just want to give you one last opportunity to be able to not pass this because you are obligating your community, your neighbors, your constituents to $143.2 million on their property taxes for purposes of this school bond that I believe did not pass.
Well, whether it passed or not is irrelevant. Or I guess I should say whether you think it passed or not is irrelevant.
At some point in time, I think it will matter.
People are paying it. Oh, all right. Saved by the bell.
All right. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes. I wanted to make a couple comments. You know, back in the early 80s, when I was in college in San Luis, at Cal Poly, I lived in a house, and I lived down below, and I had two college professors, associate living above me. And I remember at the time when Reagan was president, all the libs had question authority sticker authority. And then, you know, as soon as Joe Biden got in the White House, it was don't question anything.
Oh yeah.
And that's what we're doing now here in this state. Don't question anything. And you were talking about propositions and stuff. Well, did you hear about the one in Oregon that made the ballot?
I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. Well, what made the ballot in Oregon is to ban hunting and fishing and pest control all in one bill. Proposition, I should say.
I think...
So they're going to vote on that.
I think that's part of the, well, it does have Second Amendment, you know, rights going on there. But I think that's all part of what's called the UN Agenda 21, that's now Agenda 30, where it's the rewilding projects. And so they want to return everything to where it's in its natural state, and that it's cruel to be hunting, even if there's an overpopulation of one, you know, let's say it's deer or elk or whatever it is, even if there's an overpopulation and those animals could end up being, you know, starvation or other means. So,
well, let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to let the Native Americans fish then? Or I guess they'll have to stop fishing. We won't have to worry about the salmon. And we can just, you know, let us have our dams and stuff and store water, because there will be no fishing or anything. So we don't have to worry about them.
Well, what if you identify as a Native American?
I mean, yeah, right.
On Juneteenth, maybe there will be reparations. Maybe we can...
Well, have you heard? Have you heard the new law that's going in, the other assembly bill, where they're trying to give priority to gay people, and you have to be gay enough in order to get preferential bidding for government contracts? Some of that stuff is hilarious. You have to have three people write a letter saying that you're gay. So,
yeah, I might have to become a gay Native American.
There, yeah.
Let's see how many boxes we can check.
I'll be able to do anything I want.
Thanks,
guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
I just was envisioning literally checking all of the boxes that they want for demographics. And there was some very funny. I'm sure there's a meme.
Yeah. You know, if it... Sometimes I read this stuff and I think it's got to be a joke. It's got to be like the Onion.
That's where we are. We're
something,
in insanity days. So let's end democracy, restore the republic. How about that?
Okay. Well, let's. You want to talk about billionaires tax? More good news?
Well, leading up to that,
it's winning. It's. I mean, that's. It's. You know, and now people are waking up, and there, you know, a lot of articles where it's no longer the billionaires that are leaving; it's now the millionaires that are realizing, holy blank, you know, they're going to come after me too. And you know, there's a 5% tax on savings and stuff like that. People are waking up. At least it's just whether it's too late.
You have a smaller and smaller tax paying base, so everyone ends up paying more. So the only equality is in poverty.
Yeah. Well, you know,
but we did pass the budget. So $355 billion budget for the state of California.
Well, you got, you know, the bureaucrats you've got to keep them in the lifestyle they've grown accustomed to. So it's the entitlement class. You know, somebody had called in. And I heard your name and my name mentioned by Kevin. I guess we'll get to that in a second. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Hey, real quick to expand on what the last caller said, that Oregon bill is not anti-hunting. It's anti-hunting, fishing for recreational, and farming. You're not allowed to kill any animal for any reason.
Including cockroaches.
Including cockroaches. You're not allowed to kill anything. You're not allowed to farm. You're not allowed to raise chickens for your own use, personal or commercial, period. That's how extreme and completely out of control that bill is.
Yeah, this is sort of Darwin's theory at work.
So I have always said that Congress, the first bill that should be passed is that Congress must abide by the laws that it passes. And so whoever's proposing the Oregon bill, I think that they should be the first ones to comply 100% with that. And I'm kind of curious where they think they're going to get their food and their water. And
this goes to the point of you can't have rodent control. You can't put out mouse traps. You can't control gophers in your garden if you want to be vegetarian. You can't even kill gophers in your garden.
I'm seeing a whole new cottage industry of working cats, working dogs,
I'm wondering if, you know, you can't even do that.
Working lizards?
This bill is completely out of control. I don't know how where they're going to get there. They're going to completely convert Oregon into a 100% organic, non-pesticide, non-rodent control food source. Are they going to start with then go to like the California pig law where you can't import something if they used, you know, in California, if we grew something, you can't import it or export it into Oregon under their law? I mean, it gets completely out of control.
Well, this isn't all bad news, because remember, just a year ago, we were concerned about being force-fed bugs instead of cattle. So if the cockroaches are protected now, we at least know that in Oregon, they won't...
They'll be happy bugs.
No, you can't feed them bugs, because if you are going to feed people bugs, you have to kill the bug, which violates the law. I wonder exactly what the penalties are.
Yeah, I have the law. I can look it up, but that's insanity. I mean, and there were people who were going to vote for this.
Yeah, that's your public schools at work.
Yeah, wow, scary.
All right, well, thanks for that good
news.
It
gives Animal Farm a whole new meaning.
Are humans on that list?
No more farms. humans don't count.
Yeah. It may supersede the murder laws. I don't know. Interesting times.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
Sure. All right. Take care.
Maybe it's the Moving Out of California to Oregon Prevention Act.
I don't know. Now,
where it's crazier in Oregon than it is in California, so you probably wouldn't want to move from California to Oregon.
Is there a new Oregon movement?
Yes, actually, there is.
I knew there was. That's why I asked. And there's also one for Washington State as well.
There's a new Illinois, a new New York, a new Hawaii. There's also people from the territories in Canada that have talked with New California State as far as what you do, how you declare independence, because that's really the first step, and how you develop your legislature.
No,
and
I'm laughing.
Then how you become a state, just
I'm,
like
I'm
West
laughing because you guys have this attitude like, well,
Virginia.
We followed the rules, we declared our independence, and you have to leave us alone. You don't really believe that, right?
Well, what happened is California had a constitution that was agreed upon and allowed California to become a state back in 1849. 1879, they completely changed the California state constitution so that we now have a corporate document.
Caller, save us, please.
Yes.
How
are you? You're on the
air. Well, I've been calling, so I don't know what was just said for you to say that. But have you guys heard about what's going on in the city of Avenel?
No.
Avenel, really? Where you have a state prison?
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, maybe Darsha, because I know just from listening to KPR, you're a pro on stuff.
I have heard of this.
So
yes,
their,
I do know.
Mm-hmm. Their mayor and three council members were recalled in April, and they're refusing to step down.
Well, I think I read about that.
This gal called in. I was on my way home. I was listening to KMA before you guys came on the air. And Ray Appleton was, you know, talking to this gal. And, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Is this the...
He said, this is bizarre. What, you know, and the lady's like, I don't know. We don't know what to do. I mean, everybody's like at a loss.
Well... when people are to be removed from office...
They're still making financial decisions.
Yeah, I don't know what the steps would be. I would assume that the state would have to... or you'd have to probably file a lawsuit and get a judge to order them to step down.
Well, the city sent them to the county. The county sent them back to the city. And the city sent them back to the county. Because there's a group of people that are... you know, they're pissed.
I think, if I remember correctly, what this centered around was there was a building that the fire department condemned or said was not available for public meetings, etc. And they decided to go ahead and have this event at this location, and
that was part of it.
Yeah, and then
that was part of it. They made people sign waivers that they wouldn't sue if, you know, anything happened. But the reason it all came about is because they received their, you know, fire department services from an ambulance, I believe, from Kings County, and the mayor and the council members wanted to do away with them and have their own independence. But, you know, nobody wanted to do that because, I mean, the amount of money that it would cost, and there was no reason for it. They were, you know, they were serving them perfectly fine. But anyway, you need to go help them, Darsha.
Well, actually, they're part of New California Kings County. I'm involved with Kings County up there. That's how I, once you said that, I then remembered what the situation was. And it concerns elections because they held this special election that is a city. It's the city clerk who's in charge of the city's elections. They become the elections official. And the county clerk recorder, she was saying, we don't really have anything to do with the city, but we don't think that they're running it properly. And so it was going back and forth between the city and the county, just like with the fire department going back and forth between the city and the county. And so you have a governmental issue where who's in charge.
Well, I've got an update.
Somebody needs to call 911. and it passed. It passed with 73%. I think it was 73% of, you know, the recall. So I mean, it like wasn't even, you know, like a counting issue. They want them out of there.
Well, according to the Fresno Bee, California AG Bonta has approved the process for their removal. So he's riding to the rescue. Is he up for re-election?
Yes, probably. But he's...
So he said the application met all three of the criteria to grant leave to sue, including raising a substantial legal issue, which is solution serves public interest. It looks like they're going to have to sue and go to court to get those guys out. So.
And I think there's been a bit of a call there as well. So thank you for calling in for that information. That was good news, and I think we have some of that here in our county and in our city of Paso Robles as well. So after the break, we'll come back. Please call in. Lots of good, interesting information.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
No trading action for U.S. markets on Friday, which were closed in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. Oil prices have moderated after reports of a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $77 a barrel. Charles Schwab is entering into the prediction markets. According to the Wall Street Journal, the brokerage is working with CBOE Global to roll out all-or-nothing options contracts that let customers place yes or no wagers on the performance of the S&P 500. The contracts differ slightly from those offered by platforms like Kalshi or Polymarket, and the 2026 World Cup is slated to be a massive moneymaker for soccer's governing body, FIFA. And Bank of America analysts forecast in June that the tournament would boost global gross domestic product by $45 billion and U.S. gross domestic product by $19 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
The Sound Off lines are open at 238-5775, 238-KPRL. The North County's listening to you on Sound Off.
All right, so we're back. You know, before the Avenal call, I was going to mention your name and my name got dropped by the boss man a couple mornings ago about one of my favorite topics, which is Louisiana versus Calais. Eventually, okay. I'll get this all out. Caller, go ahead.
You're on the air.
Hey, I'm glad to see you two kids not acting like sibling rivalries today.
We're cooperating.
I'll cut her mic off if I have to.
For the moment.
Anyway, so how do you think Governor Newsom is going to get this billionaire thing passed? At least the owner of the Tesla, he pulled out a long time ago. He's smarter than him. He saw everything. He pulled Tesla out and went to Texas.
Yeah, somebody else just pulled out the other day, too.
Chevron.
No, there was somebody since then. But there,
there have been over... At one point in time, it was 200. I think it's up to 400 companies with their headquarters in California that are leaving California. And that's not just the company. That's employees. That's all the service industry around that. So,
yeah, what's the employees going to do? There's nothing for them here. They got to go wherever the company goes. Yeah. But, how's he going to recalculate how much money he's going to get after all these guys have gone?
Well, that's the unfortunate part is, you know, about budgeting. Anytime you're budgeting, for whatever reason, the bureaucrats seem to think that no one is going to vote with their feet, that they're not going to make their decisions based on the decisions that are happening in the legislature. And absolutely, people vote with their feet and they leave. And so what you end up having, a $355 billion budget, we're insolvent in a lot of different ways. We owe the federal government money, state of California, and the other states are not going to pay for this. So I think in the next couple months, it's all going to come out. And we have another call. Thank you so much for bringing that up. We'll talk about it in a little bit. And welcome to Sound Off. You're on the air.
Thanks. Do you know the thing, bringing it back to the local election, I was really surprised to find out that it's all electronic sign-in. We surrendered our ballots, our mail-in ballots, and they flipped this tablet over and said, sign it here. And I'm going, well, this doesn't really look like my signature on paper. So do they notify you if the signatures don't match, or do they just throw it away?
So this election... the June 2nd election was the first time they used what's called the e-poll book. So an electronic poll book where you check in electronically and then you identify, you know, they ask your last name and confirm your address and you sign. The issue I have is that those e-poll books, first of all, your signature, if you are in person, your signature is not verified. Now, I believe for November, they're trying to use the full capacity of the e-poll books and have us become a vote center county, which we are not right now. We are a precinct county. And once they do that, then the verification of the signature will happen there. And I assure you, it is not the FBI, you know, like a fingerprint. You've got to check 100 points and make sure that all entirely matches. Mm-hmm. It is literally close enough. If you see a little curl on the C, if you see a little T, a little I that's dotted, it's close enough. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that you came and voted in person on Election Day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I encourage my whole family to do that. So I always check with them. Don't forget to turn in your ballot and vote in person. But the other thing is that more and more electronic, I'm not feeling comfortable with more and more electronic. And all the people running for county recorder, the one gal that was interviewed, she wanted to go more electronic. And I just don't find any of it secure. How do I know someone can't hack that, steal my signature, and vote?
You are 100% correct, and I couldn't support it either. So thank you for bringing that up, and continue to bring it up. And we have another call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Sound Off. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I appreciate the tutorial on the vote in person. And I want to remind people that they're going to have an opportunity to do that again in November. And I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about a couple of taxation measures where we are going to be afforded the opportunity to tax ourselves even more than we are now. Those would be coming from SLOCOG has decided that they need to exercise their so-called authority and offer a half a cent sales tax. Plus, we have the upcoming bond issue for the Paso Robles School District. Two opportunities to exercise your given right to vote. No on both of them. If you ever want this stuff to stop, if you ever want people to pay attention to the money we already send them and not waste it, you will send them a message by voting no on both of those propositions.
I concur. Hear, hear. And SLOCOG, you know, I have an issue with SLOCOG in it just by itself. It's an unelected, unaccountable board, just like Praga for the water is unelected, unaccountable. All of these regional boards.
Illegally formed, yes,
right.
All that.
Yes.
SLOCOG was originally put in place, and the reason it has all seven cities represented on SLOCOG is because the state used to send us community redevelopment money. In fact, our mayor, now our late mayor, unfortunately, Steve Martin passed away, but he worked in community redevelopment in the city of Atascadero for a number of years. The state used to do things like that when they had some money. They don't have any money now. In fact, they're broke beyond belief. The bottom line here is both of these propositions need to be voted down. As for SLOCOG, it needs to be dissolved. It has no purpose, or at least the original purpose for SLOCOG is no longer. So now they've become a taxation authority. They're going to tax us for what we're already paying the county taxes to do, and that's take care of roads and transportation. What does the county do with the money we send them as a part of our tax base?
Well, I know that you remember when, well, I refer to him as BG-13, but Bruce Gibson, quote, won by 13 votes. Kenny's laughing. But when Bruce Gibson, quote, won by 13 votes, that one of the very first items they did as a board was to change the priorities for the county as far as where the money was going to be spent. And Debbie Arnold had worked and worked and worked to have roads and economic development be priorities for the county. And what did Bruce Gibson change that priority to?
homelessness. Yeah, homelessness. There's always going to be homeless people, and we're going to have more of them in California simply because we have the good weather here to where they can survive in the outdoors. So the bottom line here is people need to start thinking about this county and related cities taxing them additionally for what they should be receiving for their current tax base.
Yeah, when I look at, going back a couple callers ago, when we look at things like the question was, how is Newsom going to, or how really is Sacramento, because Newsom will be gone, but how is Sacramento going to adjust if the billionaire's tax passes, but you have a shrinking tax base? Well, as Darcy has said multiple times, and she's waving her arms at me, they're going to increase the taxes. Now, they're not going to call it, my expectation is they're not going to call them taxes. They're going to disguise them in
it's
the form.
Fairness.
They're going to call them bond measures and things like that. But I did some research, and I haven't been able to cross-check this. Darcy may be able, she may know the number off the top of her head, but the research that I did, that if you add up all the total debt in the state of California, state, local, including all bonds, notes, et cetera, it's over $1 trillion.
Correct.
That's even the numbers that they have prepared. There are many numbers, specifically the retirement benefits, the health insurance
benefits. I just researched outstanding bonds. And
just the proposals from this county alone are multiples of millions of dollars additionally charged by the property owners in this county.
Right.
Simple as that. And as for the teachers behaving the way that they have a tendency to behave and don't want to listen to common sense and basic reason, and all of a sudden they're asking for a raise. You know what I say to that? I've voted for lots of teachers' raises. Not this time. I'm not going to vote for any bond issue with a teacher's raise attached to it.
Right.
Until the teachers start paying attention to their job and turning out students who can pass a basic knowledge test. That would be a good criteria on which to predicate the next bond issue.
No, and that's, when I tried to keep this thing from going forward, my argument was academic performance is continuing to decline. I got a peek at the CASP scores and they're not good.
that's too bad.
They're worsening and not improving in several areas. So, we're declining in state, on the standardization tests
and in actual numbers of students.
Well, yeah, there are a number of reasons, but my argument was eventually the district's going to have to get some bond money. But it's not until, in my opinion, they've restored trust with the community and sort of made a compact and said, look, we're going to improve academic performance X amount each year between now and 2028. We're going to maintain a balanced budget. We're going to do away with all this frivolous spending. And if we do that, then we ask you, the community, to, lend us X amount of money. And there's just no desire to do that. There's no desire to be held accountable, in my opinion. And so I agree with you, Cody. At this point, the only thing you can do is, choke them off and just say sorry.
That's it.
No.
Yeah. Until you guys get your house in order.
As we know it, television is now converting to streaming, and the only way that you can resolve that, and it's hard to do because of America's youth, is to not stream anything. So that it's a losing proposition for those that are trying to or attempting to hold us hostage for even basic services like television.
Right.
And this is an exact example. They're producing something that we don't want. Students that can't read and write when they graduate from high school, and they want a raise for that. No. I say no.
Right.
Well, and it actually also takes the teachers looking at it honestly and just saying, you know what, the teachers union is not representing us, and we're ending up being, you know, the one where, oh, our teachers, they're, you know, they can't afford to live, they have to get a second job during the summer. And the other side of that argument is you're being paid to work for 9 months. You're not being paid for the entire year.
Right.
But when
we'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling in. It's really good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'll bring up one of the things you're doing in Arkansas.
We get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Sign up now for Tips from the Master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes Sunday, July 19th at Kennedy Club Fitness starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and lots more. Learn from the Master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the Master, Sunday, July 19th at Kennedy Club Fitness starting at 2. Find out more info at GaryWhiting.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer 2 convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Matt's Smog is more than smog. They do oil changes as well, and they offer unique oil services with supplemental oil additives and fuel system cleaners, brake work and diagnostics as well. All vehicles receive a comprehensive 29-point inspection, but most importantly, there are no high-pressure sales tactics. Matt's Smog takes care of more than your car. They take care of you. Call 805-237-2601 or head to 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso for Matt's Smog and more.
Okay, we're back. To continue the thought from the previous caller, and we were talking about teacher performance, I think Kevin mentioned it briefly this morning about one of the initiatives that they're implementing in Arkansas. And again, you know, having been born and raised in the South, and in the 1980s, California ranked top 10 of academic for academic performance in the union. I think we're 48th now in the union. And states like Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Arkansas all rank higher than the state of California. But I forget her first name, but Governor Sanders, and she used to be the press secretary for Trump. she was interviewed on Fox News.
Arkansas.
Yeah, governor of Arkansas. She was interviewed on Fox News, and they've implemented a new set of standards in the state of California. But along with it came pay raises, you know, basically a statewide floor for teacher salary, but also merit-based pay. And that's really something that I think is lacking in the state of California, really across the board, not just merit-based pay, but the concept of merit. In this culture out here, it's been done away with. It's been done away with in the school system. I brought up and debated two board meetings ago when they wanted the management wanted a Me Too pay raise because the teachers and the custodians got a pay raise. Well, the teachers and the custodians are making a third of what you are making in some cases. You are not entitled to an automatic pay raise, and neither is the board, which is going to potentially get a 330% pay raise on Tuesday night. But merit-based pay, I think, is something that would start changing the mindset and the entire culture of the public education in the state.
But still, who decides?
In that case, it was the legislature that passed the law.
I mean, in California, what is the merit? What are the incentives?
Well, you'd have to write it into the law, but I would say it's got to be based off of a standardized test, not, all my kids are making A's. I had this conversation with a friend of mine last night whose son's going off to college, never took the SAT, but he made straight A's. But he also said, I'm concerned about how, because he's leaving the state. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm concerned about how he's going to do because, A's were always easy for him. Yeah, well, he may wind up with a 2x4 of reality across the eyeballs. You never know. So, you want to talk more conspiracy stuff?
Sure. I was going to just make an anecdotal statement that I grew up in the Arizona system, and for a while there, it was not great. But all through my years of elementary, high school, I participated in athletics and, academics. It wasn't my highest priority, but I always was in the top 10%, usually the top 5%, and mostly got A's. And so then I went to college, and it was a tough, very academic-based college, and I loved it. I was like, this is great. I can participate, and I can memorize, and I can go to class and learn lots of new things. But I didn't really learn how to take a test until I reviewed my material and went to a review course for the CPA exam. And you actually learn to take a test. And it wasn't all that hard. There were just tips. If you have multiple choice, you narrow it down, you throw two of them out, and now you have a 50-50 true false, essentially, where you can master the test taking part of it. And now the high school students, they're pretty familiar with doing ACTs and SAT test taking procedures.
But no, they're not.
I can tell you, there are very simple, easy, fundamental things that you can learn about English grammar, about literature, about mathematics, that will take you through every single next step. Yeah. And I believe those are not being taught very well.
SATs and ACTs are no longer required in the state of California.
I know.
There's really nothing that's going to give colleges an objective look at how a student performed out of the state of California if they did not. They can take it if they want. And, most of the states now outside of California and the crazy leftist coast require that. When I took my son back to the East Coast, we looked at University of Virginia, a lot of mid-Atlantic colleges. Every single one of them, first words out of their mouth, you have to take the SAT. But I don't think students really know how to take tests anymore. I think we've kind of lost the bubble on what school is about, frankly. When we're spending millions of dollars on a wellness room or wellness rooms.
Well, clearly,
and when we're allocating
money.
$50,000 to teach teachers how to deal with unruly students of color, I think we've lost the bubble. And you know, it's gonna be a hard climb back, and you're gonna wind up again. I keep pointing out at the school district, Paso Robles is, if you look at the 2020 census, it's about a 70-30 Anglo to Latino primarily, but other mix ethnically. But when you look at the school district, it's the opposite. And my concern is you've bifurcated the education in this county, where those with the means are getting their kids out of the school districts. And we need to have a public school system. We need to have a viable public school system, a competitive public school system. And
but clearly, throwing money at the problem is not
building new buildings isn't the problem, or it's not going to solve the problem. You know, reestablishing standards and enforcing those standards, that's going to fix the problem. A shiny new building ain't going to do a doggone thing, as far as I'm concerned. And it's a distraction, especially when you can't maintain the buildings that you got now.
Well, at every level of government, even the unaccountable, unelected boards like SLOCOG, you look at the budget and you look at where they're spending their money. And in every single budget, there's a huge amount that's put toward administration, attorneys, insurance, and all of the things that don't actually produce or do anything going toward their program, to where they're actually accomplishing their goals. So as a community, I think we need to start with the accountability part. And I think we have a whole new slogan now, just say no to new taxes. How about that?
Beautiful.
I think it can be a yellow and red sign, just like the no water tax, no water district. Just say no to new taxes.
I thought you were channeling like Nancy Reagan or something. Just say no.
I am, in okay. a way.
All right. All right, you got about 2 minutes to talk conspiracy. I know you want. I know you're chomping at the bit to talk about Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes, I do appreciate Tulsi Gabbard, what she has done, especially in the election integrity and bringing forward things that I have known have been going on. These are now becoming part of the spotlight. I appreciate that the California selections, which I think is what we have now, but that the processes that we have currently, the legislature, anytime, you know, we get close to solving part of the election debacle, then they change the laws and make it even less able to be accountable. But Tulsi Gabbard, in her last day of office as Director of National Intelligence, did come out. She also had previously come out with how there's foreign interference in our elections, and that the machines can be the counting machines and the machines that are the e-poll books, essentially, can be hacked, and that they have basis for them actually being hacked. And so then what she came out with yesterday, go ahead, Kenny.
They've released a lot of secret documents basically showing that Dr. Fauci, St. Fauci, was aware that taxpayer dollars were being used to fund research in Wuhan.
Shocking.
And so it's caught the attention of a couple members of the Senate who are basically leaning on Trump to ignore Biden's pardon. And so maybe Trump will turn around and say, you know what, this is new information, and we are going to, I'm gonna ask the AG to bring charges.
May have been that was one of the auto pen pardons as well, which still hasn't all come out. But
yeah, and there's still the question of the constitutionality.
I think that's another one for the conspiracy theorists.
I'm gone next week. I'm taking Junior to Annapolis, and then I'm going to go see what the renewed Washington, D.C. So Darsh will be here, queen of conspiracy, the for Excellency of Elections solo. Have a good week.
This hour of Sound Off was brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals across the parking lot from the movie theater in Atascadero. Honest, veteran-owned. Buy or sell precious metals with integrity. Monday through Friday, 10 to 3.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.